WEG by PSB.
Western Girls.
Western Girls.
Such
a good song. Bonsoir. At 10:45.
Already. Boy, doesn't time fly when you're talking about Power Rangers?
Does time fly?
Well, actually, Power Rangers
it
almost
flies even more when you're playing cool vinyl.
Alright, well, I'll just go get my Beatles.
Yeah, when. No. When Erna was here. When Erna.
Erna Szabo.
Erna Szabo. Good Ella. Hello, Erna. Hello, yes. Erna's mum, if she's still listening.
Yes.
She used to sort of, when she got the vinyl, she used to say, "Let's burn some vinyl, shall we?" She used to say it like that. You know, it's really
I never heard
that. She just sort of, and it's time now to burn some vinyl.
Well, we've been
and,
burning vinyl
and she,
all night.
She'd grab it and she'd go, sniff it, sort of, you know, get high on it. Really good. Because at that stage, basically, there would be a vinyl box in the studio, and if she had to fill a program, then she'd just, like, use it.
Yeah, just use it. Well, there's actually now about four boxes of vinyl in FM. In our technical
storage
room.
Thing, yeah.
Which?
They're not always there.
Well, they're usually there.
Yeah. Okay, this next track is Change of Pace once again.
We've been changing pace all night.
Well, it's in phase still. It's sort of in phase. I don't ring that thing. It's a Power Rangers toy. Yeah, it's actually called a Blade Blaster.
Whoa, a broken Blade
but it's,
Blaster.
It's permanently sort of glued into blade position.
Because someone broke it.
Yeah. That's not the phone.
No. That sounds like the phone, doesn't it? I've got one that sounds like a phone.
There's eight sounds on it. They sort of go around in circles. Yeah. Next one. Yeah, and it sort of goes round. Okay, this next track is actually from Mark, who rang up on 832-1522. Phone's now free again. If anyone else wants to ring, they can. Oh, I'm going to shut that up. If anyone else wants to ring, they can do so. Don't bring it round here. But what we're going to have now is a bit of DD Smash for you. And this is a track called... Well, it is actually a track called Wailing. And this is for Mark up there in the mountains.
You're on soir.
Mm-hmm. never sink, cause you swim. And when your ship can't handle the heavier seas, your spirits will get you through. No down on bended knees. You sing, save me, save me. Save it from myself. I'm the first to get trigger happy. The first to think of my own health. Cause I'm, oh, I'm, cause I'm away.
I know.
yes, this much is true. So spend our ballet say. On SWIFM, time is 5 minutes to 11. And this is what we find. Before that, we had a track, DD Smash, that's right, for Mark. Cool. All right, back into Power Rangers mode, guys. We're now talking trivia.
Yes, trivia.
You've got the trivia sheet.
Yeah, I got the trivia sheet this time. I think we're sick of your voice now. We've got to have a listen to me. Bits of info you've never...
If you wish to vote to make a vote of approval to say that Lee Zackett's voice should break, then you can call 832-1522. One Saturday morning we'll tune in and there'll be this croak at about 9:30.
9:30, you say?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to put up. 9:30,
there'll be this croak, and then there'll just be music after that with no more voice, and we'll know what's happened. Okay, get back to the power.
All right. Bits of info you never wanted to know about Power Rangers. Billy has a yellow belt in karate. The special weapons the
Power
Rangers...
Yes, it was handed to him in episode...
Ooh. Come on!
I watched it the other day.
So did I. I watched it the other day too. Have you seen it? It was...
Well, that must have been the one that...
Describe it.
That wasn't Terror Toad, was it?
No, it wasn't Terror Toad. That was the Power Ranger Punk one. That was
Punk. Oh, yeah, that's around about that. Still in the sort of teens.
Yes,
12, 13, 14.
Dark Warrior, that's it.
Yeah.
Where he has the invisible potion.
Okay.
That's it, got it, I got it.
Other trivia.
Number 15, I think it was, yeah. Okay, the special weapons the Power Rangers get in Gung Ho, which is episode number 26, which has a big mistake in it. You said the Frankenstein monster that they killed the episode before, standing around Rita, but...
Yeah, of course.
That was because the...
That's because they're the same Zyranger episode.
Yeah, and they're just broken up into two on the American version, because they got so
and
much...
And, of course, another thing you can take to task is the fact that the Zyranger battle bikes, which, of course, are released as a Power Rangers toy...
Yes.
And, I mean, you got your helmet races and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, they never actually really... They are seen in a couple of the scenes on Power Rangers.
I want to talk to you about that, too. About
They're never actually featured in the series. Mm. As, like, they never actually sort of said, well, these are the Power Ranger bikes.
Maybe they'll be invented next time. Some other time.
No,
well,
they're
actually,
not.
Actually, they can't be, because they're going to be gone, aren't they? Yeah.
Because they're a Zyranger product, unless
they... I wonder
if
they have battle bikes.
Hmm?
I wonder if they have battle bikes in the next series.
Oh, in Zyranger?
Hmm.
No.
They don't?
No, Zyranger's very different to
very
Zyranger.
Different.
Hmm. There's very little similarity. The
only similarity is they're all in
the
costume.
Next series, the next season of Power Rangers, in other words, 61 onwards, which Australia won't see until March next year.
About my birthday time.
Birthday
present
is almost about 90% of it is US sourced
with Lord Zedd.
Yes, Lord Zedd.
Lord Zedd with two D's on the end of his
basically
name.
Basically, Lord Zedd is Rita Repulsa's boss.
Yeah, and Rita
that's
Repulsa
what we're told. Rita Repulsa gets kicked out and says, "Oh, go
away,
fight some other."
Yeah, go battle some other
planet. Of course,
planet.
The real reason why they had to get rid of Rita Repulsa was because she is a Japanese actor and part of the Zyranger series.
Mm. And I think,
and of course, since they burnt all those episodes out, then they had to get rid of her. I believe that they had her come to the States to do a number of... to do some acting at the start of the next series. And they actually give her credits at the end, saying, oh, you know, her Japanese name.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I think we can get on to the next part now. Special weapons, Power Rangers getting gung-ho, have the word Zyranger clearly printed on the side in English.
That's true.
Yes. Zyranger for the whatever the word is.
Oh, we've talked about Zyranger. Everyone
it's
knows
TV
about
series,
it.
Yeah. If you haven't worked that part out, the outside of the command center makes a cameo appearance in the movie Deadlock. I haven't seen that yet, but it's starring Rutger Hauer.
Oh, the movie.
Yes, and Mimi Rogers. Has anyone seen that? Have you seen that, Paul?
If you've seen it, ring 832...
Yes, 1522. Or as some announcers like to say, 832-1522.
Heavily into movies. They might have seen that. I haven't.
The hip-hop dance type of show, say 832-1522.
Ah, good one.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I heard that last year, actually. It was one someone said it last year. Just clicked
Desmond,
at the time.
Yep.
A click at the time.
Any more trivia there? Or I think we'll go to another
we've
track
got one
very
more.
Shortly.
We've got one more, but... instead of being stuck in a desert, though, it's situated in a very nice park with several trees. Now, there are 11 types of putties that they've been seen, but there's probably more, but never really bothered to check. These are ball-handed putties, blade-handed putties, regular glove-handed putties, paddle-handed putties, these four come in pumpkin varieties. Well, football putties, morphin putties, which is seen in episodes such as A Bad Reflection on You, number 38, and No Clowning Around, which is one of the really early ones, number 12. Super putties, there were 50 episodes of the original Zyranger series, from which 60 episodes of MMPR were culled. Only one monster was ever used twice, excluding semi-regular appearances by Rita Clue, i.e. Golda and Scorpina, and that was Pudgy Pig. Oh, and one could be Picky and mention all the cameos in Island of Illusion Part 1, but since there were only illusions and no actual fighting was involved, they don't count, and here's the next song, which I've actually got...
I think we'll stop there.
Wait there, just before you go, this one's I Don't Want to Go On With You Like That, as Paul would say. I've actually got this one on tape, CD and record. We've gone,
but we're
going to
play
vinyl.
A vinyl, because yes, this is a vinyl track.
Yes, a 99.6% vinyl
we
show.
We have played one CD
and one
cassette
tape,
since,
but they were both requests.
Since 8 o'clock.
Yes,
they were both requests, and so is this. It would seem.
Yes, and
so,
then we have the station sponsors after that.
We do.
Enjoy
just
it.
Just because you said that we're going to, we won't.
Oh, all right. We're going to be mean.
In fact, we're going to go sponsor free until midnight.
All right, you're on Inspire FM in stereo 100.3.
I've always said that one's enough to love. Now I hear you bragging one is not enough. Well, someone tells me on a satisfied you got plans to make me want a 4 or 5. I guess this kind of thing just in your blood, but you won't catch me coming up, my love. I ain't no puzzle piece that needs to fit. If it takes more than me, let's call it quits. Cause I don't wanna go on to you like that. Don't wanna be a failure in your cat. I just don't wanna tell you, honey, I ain't mad. But I don't wanna go on to you like that. Whoa. Whoa. It gets so hard sometimes to understand. This vicious circle's getting out of hand. Don't need an extra eye to see that the fire spreads the faster in the breeze. And I don't wanna go on to you like that. Don't wanna be a feather in your cap. Just wanna tell you, honey, I ain't mad. But I don't wanna go on to you like that. You like that. One more set of boots on your welcome mat. You just have to quit them if you want me back. Cause I don't wanna go on with you like that.
Stereo 100.3.
Impress your ears. Soir FM.
Sort of caught out there on
the
soir.
Yeah, discussing certain songs.
Discuss what is and isn't going to be played. What's not going to be played is Hey Jude by the Beatles. Mr. Zach, how could you suggest such a thing?
Because it's the Beatles' number one song.
I mean, I must uphold some sort of standards even in a night's absence. I mean, you know, Hey Jude. It just goes on forever, that song. I mean, it was bad enough playing Bohemian Rhapsody. I mean, that goes on forever.
My mum should be asleep now, so you can say that.
Okay, well,
we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about who's responsible for all this.
Who?
That's section six.
Give us a look. We're still following Terry Ann's little printout.
Yeah, we better start talking a bit more because we're running out of time here. We've only got
for those people who are into the internet, you can. Well, I suppose you can.
Is that bugging you? Is that bugging you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
you can contact me. On Oh, no. I haven't got my address here. I think it's...
You haven't got your address, so that's good. Oh, what's my address again? Oh.
No, the internet address. Actually, it's me's com, but if you want to know, just ring 832-1522. It's easier than... There is
some people. Reminds me. If you think you can stump Paul at any Power Ranger question, phone 832-1522.
And don't ask questions about the movie plot.
No. Questions that are about episodes that have already been on.
They don't even know that down at the RAS showground.
I don't think they even know it with the Power Rangers yet.
Oh, the Power Rangers know.
Well, sort of.
They're in pre-production for several months now.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Sorry, I said the actors know.
If you
it's
really
so
want
hard to get them separate.
If you really want to stump him, just ask him, what was the episode, say, for example, what was episode number 44 called and what was the monster?
Well, since I wrote that...
It is?
I wouldn't know. 44 would probably be... Oh, it'd be somewhere around about...
Come on, it was the easiest one there.
44 is probably, let's see... The Return of an Old Friend is around about there somewhere.
No, that's before. It's before Return.
It'd be very close.
Return is number 49.
Oh, it's probably Pudgy Pig or something silly.
No,
like
that's 41.
No, Pudgy Pig's probably 41. Anyway, we're not going to keep talking
Crystal
about that.
Crystal and Nightmares.
Who's responsible for all this? Yeah, we've talked about all that.
Yeah, just read over the real names. The real actors' names is the ones we haven't...
It's pretty much... okay. You've got Billy in Blue.
Which is David Yost.
David Yost. Well, David... yeah, he's fine. He's left a couple of messages on the internet, actually,
for
occasionally.
You? Oh, that's interesting.
Terry Ann seems to have a bit of a...
Oh, yes. I've read that
bit
part.
Of a passion for him. You've got Amy Jo Johnson in
Kimberly.
Pink. You've got...
Austin St. John.
Austin St. John
in red.
In red.
Jason?
Who, I mean, nothing against Austin, but if I was to pick out of the six... Ranger actors who I think could do with a bit more work, I think it's probably him.
Why?
He just needs a bit more work. He's done much better as time's gone on, and it'd be interesting to see his performance in the movie. It'd be very interesting to see how that goes. He's just had a bit more trouble with the characterisation than the others have, that's all.
Well, his character is a very macho character.
I mean, look, his characterisation is different to how he is as a person, so...
Hmm.
Whereas the others are
The monitor's starting to make that noise again. Now I have to move the mic again.
Okay, who else have we got? Oh, total noise. There's Walter Jones, who plays the Black Ranger, Zach. And there's, of course, Thuy Trang, who plays the Yellow Ranger.
And
she's
Jace,
probably one of the best, I'd say.
The best.
She's sort of fell into that position almost instantly.
Oh, yes.
Had no problems with that characterisation at all.
Just excuse this noise
course,
here.
Oh, just such noise, just straight to air.
Yeah, I know.
And of course there's
the phone
ringing. Green Ranger, who's actually plays that part, as far as I can remember, it is actually Jason Frank.
Pardon? Mark?
All right.
Mark Bobak.
All right, well, we're actually going to play... a while ago, we were talking about a phone number. This is right, Josh was still here, that's right. And I found the record, and I'm going to play it. 867-5309, Jenny.
I know you're
8675309 Jenny. I now believe that that number terminates in a business over in North Ryde, so you can't ring Jenny anymore unless she's an electrician. I think it's an electrical firm. Back in 1982, that particular phone number in Sydney, 8675309, terminated in a house. It's again over in North Ryde, and apparently, I'm trying to explain something serious. In the house was an 8-year-old daughter whose name was Jenny, and so cranks would ring up and say, "Oh, hello, is Jenny there?" And of course, Jenny would come along and say, "Oh, hello." And I think they changed their number eventually.
Would you?
Okay, turntable number 2 is ready to roll with this track. And who was this for?
Oh, I'm not sure now. I can't remember.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We're going to talk about the
weaponry. Yeah, not now. We're going to talk about weaponry in a minute. But, who was this song for, YMCA?
Peter Cunningham.
Oh, Peter Cunningham. Oh, right, yeah, of course.
Peter. Oh, we've got to just push that button there. Peter.
Stereo 100.3.
Impress your ears. Soir FM.
So there you go, there's a mix for you. They've got everything for you to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. And that's what the village people would like you to believe down at the YMCA. Not down at the Gym and Juice Bar, but down at the YMCA. I suppose Gym and Juice Bar might be today's equivalent. I don't know. I believe the YMCA did a significant amount of business from that track. And I'm not quite sure just... whether that was to be considered a cross-promotional exercise like Power Rangers is, like, in other words, whether the YMCA actually paid the village people some sort of sum of money for developing and releasing that track. Yeah. But it was for Peter Cunningham anyway, and YMCA, village people, doesn't normally get a viewing on things like In Phase, especially not at this time of night. There's Beatles coming up, and that's even worse. So, okay, we're talking weaponry for Power Rangers now. Can I have my bit of paper, or is this it here?
Yeah, it's it there.
Okay,